Morning.
Morning, Tom.
How you guys doing?
Tom, you've been playing a long time. Do you ever remember a season that you've had this many injuries to overcome in 1 year?
There's been quite a bit this year, so it's hard to compare them, you know, year to year. We've lost a lot of guys, you're right, guys that are, played critical roles. So it's been disappointing for those guys. I know it's disappointing for all of us. But, you know, we're still playing football, so the guys that are out there got to keep fighting and, keep practicing hard because we still got a lot of football ahead.
Tom, your coach was in here before, kind of cracking jokes with the media, and he's been very, like, good up on the podium this year, very expansive. Have you noticed a change in his demeanor at all this season?
With us, I think he's pretty similar to the way he always has been. He's very disciplined coach, and he gets us prepared every week. So I know it may be different for you guys. For us, he's, he's a great coach. He coaches us hard.
Any thought why he's been better with us this year?
I'm not sure.
James White obviously has gotten more responsibility as the season has gone on. And the throw you made to him, it was a catch that wasn't a catch. Good indication of the trust that you have in him now as a player?
Yeah. I think he's earned everybody's trust. You know, not just mine, but he's done a great job for our team when he's been in there. He's very dependable, consistent. He made a great play the other night on that catch to give him a chance to go up over the top of a safety. And, he runs it good. He's smart. He's tough. He's been available. Whenever he's been called upon, he's answered the bell. So that's a really important position for us. It always has been over the years. Because we're such a passing-oriented offense, I think that role as a sub-back is so critical. And it's not just catching, but it's also blitz pickup. It's really gaining the confidence of everybody that you know what to do, you know how to do it. And then you never know when your number is going to get called because, you know, Gronk gets throws, and Julian gets throws, Danny gets throws, and all of a sudden, man, the sub back's there, and you know, he makes the play. So, such a critical role in the red area on third down. And James really come through for us, so it's been great to see.
Tom, what kind of challenge has it been with regard to the running game when you have so many guys coming through? You know, you've obviously had LeGarrette, you've had Brandon, different styles. Now you may have a couple more coming in to the fold. What kind of challenge is that for you?
Yeah, you just get out there and you work with those guys and you see what they can do and what they're capable of, and then how, you know, Josh always finds a way to incorporate them into the offense, and then, you know, I get a decent idea of how Josh wants to incorporate them, and then, you know, you just go on the practice field and you work at those things, and it's a lot of ball handling issues, and obviously all the handoffs to make sure those are all secure, and then obviously building up the trust in the pass game that you can go to a guy and he's going to be dependable to catch it and do something with it. So you just got to kind of see how the role evolves based on that particular player, and then whatever they can do, then you just try to do as much as you can work at the practice field.
Do you rely more on Josh to work with them, or do you work with them, or is it a 50-50 split?
It's always a combination of both. I mean, it doesn't make sense for me to just go out there and practice a bunch of things that Josh isn't going to call. You know, so it's part of it is finding out what Josh likes and what he's going to call, and then there's plenty of things to always practice. You just got to understand kind of all the different facets of, that running back's particular responsibilities and so forth, and then whatever their skill set is, you know, that's what you want to try to use when they're out on the field.
Tom, have you seen or heard about the cover of the Daily News, and how do you feel about people criticizing your relationship with Donald Trump?
I don't think about it much. I got a lot, it's a tough week, so I got a lot of football stuff to think about, and, hopefully we can go out and beat the Titans. That'd be the most important thing for me.
Opened the door and talked about it, but you opened the door to some criticism. Do you regret opening the door when you do talk about it?
Like I said, I'm just here to play football. Thanks, guys.